supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness, and I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets and thy messengers whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. So welcome and peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, dear brothers and sisters. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're speaking about fasting and Allah's satisfaction.
الصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصفا هادي.
Today Thursday is the 2nd of Ramadan, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of the month of Farvardin, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of April, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter 2nd of the Holy Quran, verse 184. Please listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ayyaman ma'dudat. فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
Fasting for a limited number of days. So whoever among you is ill or on a journey during them, then an equal number of days are to be made up. And upon those who are able to fast, but with hardship, a ransom as substitute of feeding a poor person each day. And whoever volunteers excess, it is better for him. But to fast is best for you. If you only knew.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Dear brothers and sisters, the worship of fasting as other worships does not add anything to the glory and dignity of Allah, but all its merits are for the worshipper. Islamic traditions confirm the same meaning too. The Holy Prophet of Islam has said, "He who fasts during the fasting month for the sake of Allah, all his sins will be forgiven." Also in another tradition, it is narrated from the Holy Prophet who said, "There is an alm for everything, and the alms of bodies is fasting."
أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
This is today's special and the reward for fasting. What is it? It's Allah, the Almighty Himself. Amongst all the acts of worship and what it means to be obedient to Allah, fasting is the most acute in sharpening the soul's awareness of Allah. Meaningful and conscientious fasting is a stringent regulation of oneself in all of the components that satisfy the soul. The refraining from food and drink, fasting of the eyes, ears, hands, and feet, by abstaining from that which is essential to sustaining human life with the intention of obedience, has a divinely nurturing effect on the soul. The Messenger of Allah is highlighting that with intention and sincerity, any good action will carry weight in the hereafter. If that's not enough, Allah makes an exception for fasting in the month of Ramadan. As explained by scholarly commentators, the exception for fasting is a reward that is immeasurable, Allah Himself.
Thank you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم يا كريم. Greetings dear brothers and sisters from around the world. Welcome and thank you guys for joining us on today's special. You guys heard اللهم قربني فيه إلى مرضاتك. Oh Allah, on this day, take me near your pleasures. The satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the purpose of life, the reason we were brought into this world. By gaining the satisfaction and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will get the blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, as promised by Him in various verses. And it's the purpose of life, like how I stated. And the more knowledge you gain, the more you will understand it. The more you look at this material world, the more it will become clear that this fact is true. It's truly the purpose of our life, the satisfaction and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this holy month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the doors for all mankind. Not only believers, true, they have this specific and special, you know, attributes and characteristics in this opening of the door. Yet, this is for all mankind. This is a chance for all mankind to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reach the pleasure and satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, we must grasp it with both of our hands. We must run towards it. We must run after it. We must not let laziness drag us back. We must not let worldly matters deny us the chance to reach the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this month, the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easier to get. The satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easy, but in this month, it's much easier. There are many doors, the nights of power, Layal al-Qadr, the days of fasting where you just breathe, you're just breathing and listening to my words, you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Heck, if you sleep, when you're sleeping, you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
One important question: why is the reward so generous? Why is the reward so exceedingly generous? Fasting involves control of every single aspect of our conscious self that influences our way of thinking, decision making, and just being. All of our faculties and senses have to come under observance. This reward is not specific to the month of Ramadan. The weight of the act of worship of fasting is so profound that Allah Al-Kareem is the reward for all conscious fasting at any time of the year. The degree to which we relinquish ourselves in order to completely subjugate it to Allah is achieved through fasting, as we are reminded of how dependent we are on Allah. The stopping of provisions that are essential to life and realizing how much we truly need those things sees us turning to Allah in gratitude, ever more appreciative of our bounty. Hence, fasting teaches us to not overlook the generosity of Allah, for we do not want to be a people who appreciate things once they were removed. Rather, we should be able to appreciate everything beforehand. To seek Allah's reward. The month of Ramadan is very telling of our overall condition, and we tend to discuss within ourselves where we differentiate between what is Shaitan's influence and what's our own doing. Dangerously, we often use Shaitan as a scapegoat for our transgressions, but we cannot do that during the month of Ramadan, which is the beauty of this month. If we are honest and accepting of our estate, that should see us turning to Allah in forgiveness. The amazing thing that we find during Ramadan in most, if not all, Muslim communities is the collective energy towards worship, which gives us great hope in our fellow Muslims and in the mercy of Allah. This ummah is always on goodness, and our goodness is manifest despite the global voices that want us to question it. Our proof is the month of Ramadan, where this is a drive and awareness to worship Allah and to do good deeds to seek Allah's reward, which is not only beneficial to oneself, but to everyone else as well.
And there are many different doors that open in this month, especially feeding, breaking the fast of the believers, and sadaqah and charity, the reciting of the Holy Quran, the doors of knowledge are open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's this beautiful saying of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He was asked, what is the most loved worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam answers, there is nothing more loved after knowing and knowledge than prayers. See, first of all, knowledge and knowing, then prayers. So knowledge and knowing is so important, it's so significant, that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam states it as something that is, you know, something that should be accepted and clear to all Muslims and to all believers and to all followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And in this month we have that in Layal al-Qadr, it is greatly embraced or greatly emphasized that believers put their time and put their days towards learning and gaining more knowledge. Brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us near Him, near His pleasures, and to help us drag ourselves to that satisfaction that is very fruitful for our afterlife. It is the purpose of our lives. And Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/yen. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Salam everybody, and may God accept your fast. Here is a saying from Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, to help us abstain from undesirable acts during blessed month of Ramadan, that may nullify the fast. A fasting person is in a state of worship even when asleep in bed, except when backbiting a fellow Muslim. Thank you.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Again, my congratulations and my request for prayers to all our dear listeners in this holy month of Ramadan, wherever you may be. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, yes, the holy month has just started, but to give us the ability to begin with high spirits, to begin with high quality, and to end with a higher spirit and with a higher quality. That is important. Not to begin as most of us do, myself included. We start slowly and gradually, you know, very low spirits, and until we somehow get to the holy nights of Qadr, and the blessed nights of Qadr, and there's all of a sudden we find a second wind. No, we should begin now. This so-called, you know, like an athlete, for example, you start slowly, 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 but gradually progressing, and then everything is kind of, you know, exploded at the finish. In the nights of Qadr is that finish. In this tradition, rather in another tradition, it is a dua that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam mentioned at the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan. It is the 44th dua of Sahifa al-Sajjadiyah. It is specific to either the first of the holy, the first day of Shahr Ramadan, or the first night of Shahr Ramadan. And this is a dua that is read when the holy month or person enters into the holy month. And in this dua, the Imam praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to giving us the ability to praise him. And then he continues and says that he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for in the path of religion he has made certain channels, or what we can translate as channels, subul. Because subul is plural from the word sabil. It is not a sirat. Sirat is singular. It is a path. It is something that is, you know, just one. Whereas subul is a plural and can be many. So one of the paths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid in front of us, that the Imam mentions in this dua, is the holy month of Ramadan. And I recommend to all my dear respected listeners to read this dua. If you don't know the Arabic, read it in English or any language that you feel comfortable with, just to get a grasp of what this holy month actually contains in it. And I know that some of my colleagues have done a shahr or will be doing an exposition of this dua, inshallah. So the Imam in this regard says that walhamdulillah الَّذِي جَعَلَ مِنْ تِلْكَ الصُّبُلِ, as we mentioned the word subul, the channels, the plural of that, شَحْرَهُ رَمَضَان, that this shahr and this month, which is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one of those channels towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dua of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. And then after that, Imam mentions other names of this blessed month. For example, شَحْر الصِّيَام, Shahr al-Islam, and so on and so forth. And we say this is not the place to do exposition of this dua. One of our colleagues will do so, inshallah. Until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, the audience of IRB English Radio, all over the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. You're listening to the show from IRB English Radio in the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Quran. So in this holy and blessed month, the month of Quran, let's focus more on this great and holy book of God. In the holy month of Ramadan, we are with you to be more attached with the verses of the Holy Quran. So we have provided different parts in this series of shows for you, and hopefully we shall be able to present these different parts and items to you in this holy month, the month of Quran. From the key points by Brother Yasser Ibrahim and also Tajbid points by Brother Muhammad. These are different items that we shall have, and also some stories and a hadith that will come to us from IRIB English Radio. Just stay tuned and listen to Let's Recite the Quran.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, ya Ramadan.
بتلاوة وقيام رمضان يا رمضان يا رمضان شهر الكتاب تلاوة وقيام.
According to a hadith, all the divine books have been revealed to the prophets of God on the holy month of Ramadan. Suhuf of Ibrahim in the first night of the holy month of Ramadan. Torah was revealed in the sixth night of the holy month of Ramadan. Bible, Injil, has been revealed to Prophet Isa alayhi salam on the 13th night of the holy month of Ramadan. Zabur or Psalms of Dawood on the 18th night of the holy month of Ramadan, and Quran on the 23rd night of the holy month of Ramadan. So it has a meaning, dear brother and sister, to see how important this holy month is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala found this holy month for the revelation of His books. Dear brothers and sisters, continuing our plan in recitation of the whole Quran and performing one khatm of the holy Quran the second day, so we have also provided you a selective recitation of the whole Quran by the great reciter Mahmud al-Banna from the second chapter of the whole Quran, from verses 144 to 145. Let's listen to this recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وحيث ما كنتم فولوا وجوهكم شطرة وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَا اللَّهُ
صدق الله العظيم.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, Let's Recite the Quran. We are in the month of Ramadan, this holy month in which the Quran was revealed. That is why, in this segment of Let's Recite the Quran, we want to work on one of the surahs that is in the second juz of the Quran, because today is the second day of the holy month of Ramadan. Okay? What you just listened to was a recitation of Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 144 to 145 by Shaykh Mahmud Ali Al-Banna. And these verses are in the second juz of the Quran. In each day of the month of Ramadan, usually, Muslims, they recite one juz of the Quran. And they recite the same juz as the day that they're in, the day of the month of Ramadan that they're in. For example, if they want to read the Quran on the second day of the month of Ramadan, they recite the second juz of the holy, of the noble Quran. And so on. For the other days, they, for example, for the third day, they recite the third juz, the fourth day, the fourth juz, the 15th day, the 15th juz, and so on. It's good that when we recite the Quran in the holy month of Ramadan, we recite it correctly, okay? By observing the rules of tajweed. And that is why, in this program, we want to analyze the recited verses, verses 144 to 145 of Surah Al-Baqarah, by Shaykh Mahmud Al-Banna, in terms of the rules of tajweed. Okay, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء. The first rule that we have is the قلقل of قد. قد, the dal, the sound of dal bounces off from its place of articulation, and the sound of dal is heard clearly. Qad. We don't say qad. 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 Right whenever the articulators touch the place of articulation of dal, they quickly come apart and retract so that the sound of dal is heard clearly. Qad nara. Nara. The ra has tafkhim. It has to be read with thickness, because there's an aliful mad after the ra. Taqalluba wajhika. In the word wajhika, we have another qalqala. The letters of qalqala are five. They are qaf, ta, ba, jim, and dal. Qutbi jad. And whenever they are saakin, whenever one of these letters are saakin, we have to pronounce them with qalqala. وَجَهِكَ فِي السَّمَا. There's a bouncing effect when pronouncing these letters. Right whenever the articulator is involved for pronouncing one of these letters touches each other, they quickly come apart. وَجَهِكَ فِي السَّمَا. The resulting sound is not actually a vowel, but something that sounds similar to a vowel. But it's a neutral sound. It's not inclined to any of their short vowels. وَجَهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. We have مَدُّ الْمُتَّصِلِ in the word السَّمَاءِ. Because there is a long vowel followed by a hamza in the same word as the long vowel. So مَدُّ الْمُتَّصِلِ takes place and you have to lengthen it to four or five vowel counts. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ. We have a noon which has shadda, so we have to apply the nasalization for two vowel counts. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. In the word قِبْلَة, we have another قَلْقَلَة, قَلْقَلَة of ba, this time. The way of applying قَلْقَلَة is the same for all of the letters of قَلْقَلَة, except the places of articulation could be different. قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. We have إِخْفَاء of نُون ساكن in this phrase. قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. We have to approximate the place of articulation of ta, and at the same time make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. So far we had almost all of the letters of قَلْغَلَة. We had dal, we had ba, we had jim, and now we have ta here. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. The ta is pronounced with قَلْغَلَة. وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ. In the word كُنْتُمْ, we have إِخْفَاء of نون ساكنة. Since we don't have much time, let's go on to the next verse and mention one rule of tajweed in the next verse, in the last verse that was recited.
وَلَئِنْ أَتَيْتَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ بِكُلِّ آيَةٍ مَا تَبِعُوا قِبْلَتَكَ.
آيَةٍ مَا, we have idgham of نون ساكنة along with nasalization of the letter that idgham takes place into, which is mean.
آيَةٍ مَا تَبِعُوا.
آيَةٍ مَا, we have to nasalize the mean for two vowel counts. Thank you, dear listeners of RIB English Radio, for listening to this segment of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. I now invite you to listen to the next segment of this program. Thank you.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters, to Let's Recite the Quran. And in the second day of the holy month of Ramadan, and after listening to a beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran, I think it's the time to have another item where Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim tries to talk about the key points that we can find in the second juz of the Holy Quran. Let's listen to Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Again, inshallah, in this episode, we'll be looking at one of the juz of the Holy Quran and try and mention one or two, or hopefully more, important points that a person may find themselves reading in this particular juz. As today being the second of the blessed month of Ramadan, majority of brothers and sisters will be reading the second juz or the second part of the glorious Quran. The second juz of the Holy Quran just contains one chapter. It contains the chapter of Baqarah. But it begins from verse number 142 of this particular surah or chapter and goes all the way to verse number 252. So this part of the Holy Quran, this juz of the glorious Quran, just contains a part of Surah Baqarah, that is from verse 142 until verse 252. So some of the things that it important for some to notice in this part of the Holy Quran within this blessed surah, the Surah Baqarah, that the beginning of the second juz begins with the discussion on the Qibla, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering us as human beings, as Muslims, to turn our faces towards the Qibla. It is a place where we need to not only turn our faces but turn our hearts. And it is in this month of Shahr Ramadan where we turn our hearts towards the Qibla and we try and circumambulate the Holy Kaaba with our hearts during this blessed month. And for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the 144th verse of this surah, "We certainly see you turning your face about in the sky. We will surely turn you to a Qibla of your liking. So turn your face towards the Holy Mosque, that is the Kaaba, or Masjid al-Haram in Mecca. And wherever you may be, wherever you may be, turn your faces towards it." So wherever we are in the world, we have no excuse but to turn our faces towards the Qibla in order to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another place or another verse that is
you know, we can ponder upon with regards is the regards of the Holy Quran itself. Many of the chapters and many of verses of this particular book itself emphasizes on the beauty and the rightfulness and the haqq of the glorious Quran. For example, the last verse of this particular juz mentions that this book, or rather this book, the Holy Quran, is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the point of a sign? It is to show you something. It shows you truth, it shows you beauty, it shows you reality. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this last verse of this juz, the 252nd verse, says, these are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we recite for you in truth, and you shall, and you are indeed one of the apostles. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us. There are other many key points that can be mentioned in the second part, but these are some of the things that are clear to us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to extract more points from the Holy Quran, for the meanings and for the lessons to penetrate our hearts, inshaAllah, so that we may benefit more from the Holy Quran, the glorious Quran, in this blessed month of Ramadan, inshaAllah, until our next program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned and listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRM English Radio, and it was the ending item of this show. In case you have any questions, criticisms or feedback, we'd be more than happy to have it from you if you send it to us through englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find the early recordings of these series on parstoday.com under the Call of Islam Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, once again I'd like to thank you for staying tuned and ask you not to forget your brothers and sisters from your good du'as and supplications. Thank you very much. Till another show, I'd like to leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Fills up the air, Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how should be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb. Laytaka dawman qareeb.
Why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jalod, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Since we are in the month of Ramadan, we are going to, in fact, hover around the questions around fasting and Ramadan, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtadha Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij in his teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Okay, Sheikh Javid, since in the last program we started asking questions around fasting and Ramadan, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, and due to the fact that we were in the month of Ramadan, let me continue asking you this question, that what are the different types of fasting?
That's a very good question. Fasting is either wajib or haram, or it is mustahab, recommended, or makruh, reprehensible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
It's not true to say that fasting is always an act of devotion or it is an act of worship. Sometimes it can be haram. Now I'll give you examples of haram fast. And of course, generally speaking, fasting comes under these four categories. Wajib fast is, for example, is the fast of Ramadan, number mm-hmm. one. And number two, the qadha fast, okay, when it
yes.
becomes obligatory, and when you have missed your fast, you have to give the qadha, okay,
yes.
sooner or later. But it has to be observed before the next Ramadan.
This maybe is we can call it compensatory.
Yeah, compensatory
fasting.
Or fast, okay. And but mu'minin or people who are who adhere to the Islamic laws, they generally know the what qadha is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a common and well-known term.
I see.
So this is number two. And then we have the kafara fast, okay? Kafara fast. For example, a person who breaks his fast intentionally.
Yes.
And of course, deliberately, he has to give the kafara. The kafara is to fast for 60 days. 31 day in a row. Okay? 31 day in a row continuously. Yes. So this is kafara. Kafara fast is also obligatory. And number four, we have fasting observed on behalf of another person. For example, you have been hired, okay? You,
like a proxy fast.
Like a proxy fast. You have been hired, you have been paid,
yes,
for to observe fast on behalf of another person. So when you accept to observe fast on behalf of another person, that becomes obligatory, okay? And also,
basically, can it happen in the same time as the person who hires another person to fast, mm-hmm, instead of him? Can it be in the time that he's alive, or
the person
should be dead?
Yeah, of course, the person should be dead. A person who is alive, and even if he is not able to observe,
yes,
fast, or if he is, if he, for example, if he has been prevented or forbidden from fasting,
mm-hmm,
he
for
cannot.
For medical reasons.
Yeah, for medical. Fasting cannot be, another person cannot observe fast on his behalf because he's alive.
Yes.
Okay? So, but of course, it should be noted that an ailing person, someone who is suffering from a disease which makes him unable to observe fast, he cannot fast. And fasting is haram because fasting can worsen his poor state of health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
So fasting is haram. But okay, he has got some missed fast. He has missed some fast in the past. Okay?
Right.
And now he's unable to observe fast. So he cannot hire someone else, but he can make a will.
Right.
Directing his heirs, his inheritors, and those who survive behind him, after him, to observe fast. Or it is obligatory on the eldest son, on the eldest child, on the eldest son to observe the qada.
Mm-hmm.
And he can, if he himself is not able to observe the qada, he can hire someone else.
Right.
In any case, a hired person who accepts to be hired and who is paid must observe fast on behalf of another person. So number five is fasting on the third day of i'tikaf. I'tikaf, okay? I'tikaf is also a devotional act, an act of ibadah which a person can observe, but it is optional. It is not necessary in the first place to observe i'tikaf. Once you start observing i'tikaf, then it becomes obligatory and you have to fast. Fasting,
mm-hmm,
becomes obligatory on the third day.
Yes.
And i'tikaf is the practice of isolating oneself in a mosque, starting praying and also reciting Quran, and also connecting, detaching yourself from your daily activities.
Mm-hmm.
And so fasting becomes obligatory on the third day, not on the first or second day, because on the first day you can leave the i'tikaf if you want to. But if you start fast, if i'tikaf goes into the third day, then fasting, staying there, becomes mandatory.
Why not the second day?
This is what the fatwa. This is, you know, the fatwa are based on the ahadith, on the traditions that have been transmitted from the Holy Prophet and from the Imams.
Uh-huh.
And this is what the ulama and his eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei has said in his book of Risala, in his Risala.
La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.